Radio 4. Now to present our next programme, here's Nicholas Parsons.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to introduce the four exciting and stimulating guests who this week are going to play Just a Minute. Well, we have three of our regular players, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, and Clement Freud, and we welcome in the fourth chair, the guest chair, someone who's played the game with great style and success before, Lance Percival. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me, on the stage here at the Paris studio, sits Ian Messiter, the creator of the game, who not only keeps the time, but also blows a whistle when the full minute is up. Once again, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And let us begin this week's show with Kenneth Williams. And who better? Kenneth, oh, the subject is perfect for you. Would you talk on nuts? Starting now.
Walnuts for wool and peanuts for making butter, because they can be very nutritious in that form. And Nuts is the title of a film which is made by Barbara Streisand. I'm told it's going to be very fun. Nuts obviously can mean a state of manic stupidity. In fact, it's something which has often happened during Just a Minute. And people have said, that's rather nutty program, which I've always thought was a compliment.
And Clement Freud has challenged. The light came on, but no buzzer occurred. But anyway, your light came on, Clement. Would you like to test your buzzer just once again? And we got a noise as well that time. How exciting. Clement, what was your challenge?
I didn't have a challenge. That's mainly why you had no noise.
Well, the... There must be a gremlin in this apparatus that I have in front of me, because the light which indicates your buzzer came on. Kenneth Williams has been interrupted in his flow, so you get a point, therefore, Kenneth.
Yes, for that's right, yes.
The similar situation. Challenge. And you continue with the subject with 28 seconds left, nuts starting now.
Some nuts are more attractive if they're dressed up a bit. I find a bit of salt added.
Clement Freud did challenge on that occasion.
Repetition a bit.
Yes, you're quite right, Clement, a challenge of repetition. So you have a point and you take over the subject. With 22 seconds on nuts starting now.
A Hungarian I know once came up to me and said, is nuts singular or plural? And I explained that it was the latter, to which he replied, why is it he are nuts and not he is nuts? I tried to explain that he, she...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
There's no explain.
5 seconds left for you, Derek, on nuts, starting now.
I'm Gilbert the Filbert, the Colonel of the Nuts. Now, that's rather you...
When the whistle goes, blown by Ian Messiter, whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. Of course, it was Derek Nimmo, so he is in the lead at the end of the first round. Derek, would you take the next round? The subject, Tonga. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I first got into a tonga, actually, just outside the Red Fort in New Delhi. It is, as you know, a two-wheeled horse-drawn vehicle. And I asked them to take me to the great Lutyens Vice-Regal Palace. And I admired it from outside, sitting in my tonga with tremendous appreciation. But probably the most famous person to come from the Isle of Tonga was Queen Salote, who came over to the coronation of our own monarch. And it is said that, and I was there myself, standing in the mall, it was pouring with rain, that when she rode in an open cart, I have to use that because I've used the other word before.
Repetition of used.
You used that before, yes.
I didn't say used before.
No, he said, he said the first time was used, and the second time he said used.
No, I think he said use twice, actually. You did say use twice.
I wouldn't stand for that, Derek. I think they're treating you very badly. You're a distinguished contributor to this game.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Kenneth. I do appreciate that.
Yes.
Very kind of you.
This is a game where they not only pat each other on the back, but they also actually fight each other at different times.
It all depends whether our chairman's got his hearing aid adjusted.
Yes. Yes. Well, you haven't obviously got yours turned up enough. Clement, I agree with the challenge, and there are 37 seconds left for Tonga, starting now.
Tonga is a series of islands known as the Friendlies, about 150 of them in the Pacific.
Derek Nimmer, his
station.
Yes, I'm afraid that was very pronounced.
Yes. Kenneth, would you like to sit beside me and you can actually help deciding on the things? Right. So, Derek, I agree with the challenge. You have another point and you take over the subject of Tonga with 20 seconds left, starting now.
And as Her Majesty rode in this coach, which was opened...
Lance Percival challenge.
He's mentioned coach earlier, is that not carriage?
No, he said carriage before.
Yeah, but he did mention Her Majesty before. Hmm.
Yes, he mentioned Her Majesty.
He didn't challenge on Her Majesty.
I know, but Lance hasn't played the game for a number of years.
Yes.
I thought that,
I'm therefore ahead of myself.
And it'd be nice to hear from him. I think a little bit of encouragement from the chairman at this point.
I said monarch last time.
No.
You did. You're quite right. You did say monarch. Mm. Yes. Yes, you did say monarch. So I'm sorry. I can't help you on that one, Lance. So it's an incorrect challenge.
You now understand the real meaning of nuts, don't you?
So, Derek, you continue with 15 seconds left, starting now.
It is quite the most beautiful island. I remember landing there and going up into Captain Cook's Point and sitting there looking at the Great Rondavel, which, in fact...
The Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
No! We hardly... Six seconds are left with you, Derek, on Tonga, starting now.
And sitting opposite, there was a sort of Mr. Hall.
Lance Percival.
He has said sitting before.
He did say sitting before, definitely. So, Lance, you've at last got in, and there are 4 seconds left, so keep going on Tonga during those 4 seconds, starting now.
Tonga is situated in the middle of the Pacific, and unfortunately I have not...
Lance Percival speaking then as the whistle went, got that all-important extra point, and he's equal with Clement Freud. And Clement, would you begin the next round? And the subject, school. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Schools are currently in a bad way. Primary, secondary, even tertiary education is not as it was. The other day I received a letter asking me whether I could inform the correspondent how many toilets there were in the private school at Sutton. And I had to reply that the whole educational system was a WC, and there wasn't really much that I could do about it. I went to school like everybody else at the age of 5. I say like everybody else because I quite want to lose the subject.
Repetition of everybody else.
Yes, if you try to qualify yourself in just a minute, you trip yourself up, and the first person in was Derek Nimmer. Another point to you, Derek, and there are 29 seconds left. School starting now.
Of course, education has changed very much since when I went to school. Now they teach sex schooling, and I do think they ought not to give it as homework.
Dance Percival challenge.
Slight hesitation over ought not.
Yeah, I think he was getting in such a muddle with his words, I would call that hesitation. So, Lance, you have another point, and you have 20 seconds on school, starting now.
My son is age 3 and goes to a play school in Fulham. Unfortunately for me, I find that he has already overtaken my own educational standard. However, I do believe that drawing every day from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 4:30 in the afternoon...
Clement Freud challenge.
2 afternoons.
I know.
Afternoons,
he does go 2 afternoons a week. Quite a
So, Clement, you have school back with you, and there are only 5 seconds left, starting now.
My daughter Emma said she very much enjoyed going to school, and she quite liked coming home from school.
We will never discover what Emma liked in between, because the whistle went and Clement was speaking. He gained an extra point. He's now moved into second place, just behind Derek Nimmer, our leader. Lance Percival begins the next round. And Lance, the subject we'd like you to talk on is travel. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
To them.
Derek Nimmer
You can't hesitate when you haven't started.
Well, you can. Well, we just didn't.
He didn't
pitch
start
up at all, did
no.
he?
But actually, as he is a guest and he hasn't played it much, I won't give you any points against you for that. We'll leave the subject with you. You've got 58 seconds. Don't do this all the way through because I can't support you again on this one. 58 seconds on travel starting now.
Due to that dreadful expression, travel broadens the mind.
Isn't he mean? You're a guest. They don't give you any quarter.
I was trying
to
correct myself.
No leniency.
I withdraw that.
No.
I withdraw the challenge.
No, you've challenged twice, and they were both correct challenges, so the fair thing, Derek, is to give it to you. You have 55 seconds to tell us something about travel, and if you can't tell us about travel, nobody can, starting now.
Oscar Wilde always said he used to travel with his diary because he liked to read something sensational when he was on a train. Now, I go on aeroplanes a great deal, and I take with me comics, News Worlds, and all kinds of paper bags, which I blow to Curious Change while I'm rallying, trying to think what I can say about travel. Because I do go to all five continents quite frequently. I am going tomorrow to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and then from there I'm going to Sharjah by...
He got stuck in Sharjah.
There are 30 and one half seconds for you, Lance, to take back the subject of travel, starting now.
But I've no doubt that after there, he will go to Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, on to Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong, and Seoul, and Korea, possibly the West Indies even. I have travelled also a bit, but being in Fulham, I don't travel quite so much. I find that the expression, travel broadens your mind, is very misleading, because I have had to sally forth from that area in SW6 more often than I've had hot dinners.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
He can't broaden his mind if it's less than that of his 3-year-old son.
A clever challenge from somebody who listens to the program. So what I like to do on these occasions is to give Clement a bonus point for a good and enjoyable challenge, but we leave the subject with Lance, who gets a point also for being interrupted, and he has 12 seconds on travel starting now.
I thought you were going to Clement. I'm sorry, I didn't say anything.
No, Kenneth, you challenged.
I thought Lance was hesitating.
You thought correctly, Kenneth. And we're going to hear from you on travel now with 9.5 seconds left, starting now.
Well, the old man in Madrid, he went to an auction to bid, and the first thing they showed was an ancient commode. What ho, when they lifted the lid.
Well, at the end of that round, Lance Percival and Clement Freud are equal in second place, just behind Derek Nimmo. Kenneth is training them all a little, but he begins the next round. Kenneth, the subject is BBC. Will you tell us something about that? There's nothing funny about the BBC. Starting now.
The BBC headquarters for their world service is at Bush House, and engraved in the masonry are the words, "Nation shall speak peace unto
nation." It's none, yes.
For the sake of our listeners, I must explain the reason for that huge laugh then was that they all knew, the other three all knew the quotation, and they had their buzzers up ready to buzz as soon as he said the word nation a second time, and Lance Purser was a fraction ahead, so his light came on first. So Lance, you have the subject of the BBC with 47 seconds starting now.
The television headquarters of BBC is in Shepherd's Bush, at least that is where most of it emanates from, although 25% of the output comes from Manchester, and that is when outside companies are making the programmes for them. The outside companies who...
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. No, there was no hesitation. No.
He repeated,
yes. Outside.
Yes, that
late.
Too.
No,
but he also hesitated. He also hesitated.
He didn't hesitate, Clement, and I have to take the first thing you say. Especially when it's a guest. So, Lance, you continue on BBC with 35 seconds left, starting now.
At 7 o'clock every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, a round of hands is heard in Shepherd's Market, or even Shepherd's Bush, to be exact.
Clement Freud's challenge.
He's had Shepherd's Bush before.
Yes, the three shepherds, because you had Shepherd's Bush before, and then you went Shepherd's Market.
A little lost Bo Peep, really.
Yes. 25 seconds for you, Clement, on the BBC, starting now.
Actually, Nicholas Parsons doesn't get a lot of money from the BBC, and I think quite rightly, because the extraordinary, dreary, boring job he does being Chairman of Just a Minute. I have for 21 years sat here and listened to the chairman.
And for the same number of years, I've sat here and listened to some of your insults. But still, I'm generous towards them. And Clement Freud kept going to the whistle went. He got that extra point. And he's now taken the lead ahead of Lance Percival, followed by Derek Nimmer and then Kenneth Williams. Derek, would you take the next round? The subject, Ascot. There are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Well, of course, if you're going to go to Royal Ascot, that means to go, you're going the third week of
and
June.
And Lance Percival challenge.
Didn't quite get to the third week of June.
No, he was thinking about it, and he'd really gotten quite a muddle. Lance, you have 55 seconds on Ascot, starting now.
I've often seen Derek Nimmer at Ascot in the Paddock restaurant where he often...
Derek Nimmer, we're back again. Derek, you have 50 seconds on Ascot, starting now.
One would write to the Ascot offices in James's Palace, and you'd say, I present my compliments to Her Majesty's representative, and could I apply, please, for vouchers for the royal meeting, taking with me my wife, Patricia Sybil Ann, my daughter, Amanda, and also my sons, Piers and Timothy. And then you would get a little letter back with no stamp on it, but just a little red dump on the middle.
Lance Percival Charles.
A little letter back and a little something else. It was a little.
Two littles, weren't there? Yes.
Oh, yes.
20 seconds, 21 seconds, actually, for you, Lance, on Ascot, starting now.
The great advantage of Ascot is that people have their names on their coats so that you can see who you're speaking to when you've completely forgotten who they are. Everybody goes around with a small lapel with Mr. Something or Mrs. Something written upon it. And that's a great...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Not everyone. Someone might say the Marquis of Angus.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You meet different people to me, obviously.
So you're... So, yes, that's a correct deviation, of course. Some people don't have Mr. written on it, but he did say somebody twice, but you didn't get him for that. You got him for the deviation, which was very clever, Derek, and there are 8 seconds left on
it. And you probably go in a morning suit, and if you wear a black hat, you call it the silk one, and if you wear a grey one, it's called a white...
So they're all getting a lot of points and keeping neck and neck. Derek Nimmo, Lance Percival and Clement Freud, they're almost equal in first place. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is law. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Law is something which you have to do, else you go to prison, ultimately. For instance, we have one law which prohibits drunken drivers from driving their vehicles on the public highway. And therefore, anyone who is an inebriated manipulator of steering wheels cannot be in charge of a four-wheeled vehicle if the excess of alcohol in his bloodstream is more than a certain percentage. The specific figures currently escape me. Else they go to prison or jail or a fine.
Terry Nimmer challenge.
Hesitation.
I know the audience were like that, sort of wondering whether he was going to get it out, and he failed, so he hesitated. 11 seconds are left on law with you, Derek, starting now.
I remember when I joined one of those organizations created by Lord Baden-Powell, I promised to do my best to keep the law of the Wolf Cup.
So, Derek Nimmer getting more points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, has taken the lead again. Lance Percival, your turn to begin. The subject, music. Will you talk about music in just a minute, starting now?
Music is one of the great art forms which I have never been accused of twanging on my guitar in days of yore. However, I am an admirer of music, ranging from classical, pop, jazz, to even folk. Amongst the classicals, I like Beethoven, Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Chopin, Berlioz, and amongst the pop, I really prefer Paul McCartney to anybody.
And Kenneth Williams, challenge.
Well, he said amongst twice.
He said pop twice, yes. Right, so...
Amongst, he said twice.
Amongst.
I know. Really, you are impossible, Derek. I added he also said pop twice. Because occasionally I get letters saying, did you know that somebody repeated themselves? It's nothing to do with me. I'm not supposed to tell them, but I just let those people know to stop them writing. Because I have
what
to reply.
Do you do when you get letters?
I reply to them. And I didn't want to have to reply to that letter. Yeah.
Do you buy your own stamps, or does the BBC buy them?
Well, on what the BBC pay me, I actually send them in and ask them if they'd stamp them for me. Yes.
I hope you don't get many letters.
Kenneth, you were correct on a repetition and you have 40 seconds on music starting now.
Well, it can be anywhere. They say the hills are alive with the sound of music. And Shakespeare says if music be the food of love, play on, give me excess of it. That surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die. How beautifully he expressed it. When I listen to Foray, you know, especially the Requiem, I like that sort of music about the dead. I think to myself, oh, how uplifting. To rise to the gates of heaven in such a formless din must be a wonderful way to go.
Yes, and they really appreciated that particular turn of yours, Kenneth, and you were going until the whistle went, you gained that extra point, and you're still in fourth place. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Jumbo. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I shall, and I'll do it with great pleasure, because I don't like them. I went in a Jumbo all the way to Australia. It takes 8 days in all. And, of course, at the end, the constipation is chronic. And I arrived in Sydney feeling like this great bloated whale. And I said to the chemist, can you give me something to loosen everything up, because I feel utter tight, as though bandage were round the abdomen. He said,
Cameron Ford is challenged.
He's been deviating from a Jumbo for a very long time. Unless it's the Jumbo he's talking about.
Clement let you go until he could resist it no longer. Challenge, and there are 26 seconds for you on Jumbo, Clement, starting now.
On the other hand, which is a very good way of starting a sentence.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Deviation, he hasn't mentioned Jumbos.
Here, that's quite right, isn't it? Quite right. Very bad interruption from Freud, anyway.
Derek, he really hadn't had a chance to get going there. He only got one sentence out.
He doesn't need a chance to get going. He's an old hand.
He may be an old hand. I think he was probably going to establish that it was something to do with Jumbos within the next sentence. Anyway, we will soon find out, because I disagree with the challenge. Clement, you have 22 seconds on Jumbo, starting now.
Jumbo is a name given to elephants who never forget. And I would like to tell you a story about a Jumbo who was not at all into the forgetting game. He worked in a circus, and one day he was going round the perimeter of the aforesaid...
Kenneth, you challenge first?
Well, he seemed to be having trouble with his diction. Hesitation, I would
try to find a different word for circus, yes. And so he had trouble with addiction, which is hesitation. And Kenneth, you've got the subject of Jumbo back with 6 seconds to go, starting now.
On this Jumbo to Australia...
Clement Freud challenge.
We've had Australia.
You mentioned Australia before. You can't...
Well, it's a very interesting subject. Because I had 3 Napoleon brandies and dropped off, and when I woke, my neck was so ricked, I demanded the services of an osteopath, and they said, we don't carry one on board. And I realised, of course it was Qantas, I should have gone British Airways, you see. Because these Australians don't cater for a cricked neck. That's, you see, they don't worry about it at all.
But you didn't say that in just a minute, because you'd have probably got another point for all that.
Yes, you see, I should have been allowed to continue, but for this fat-headed idiot here, ruining one's intellectual flow.
Your intellect. Kenneth, you did repeat Australia. All you need to say was just Jumbo. Clement got in, and there are only 2 seconds for him on Jumbo, starting now.
A Boeing 747 is...
So, Clement Freud was again speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now in the lead, 1 point ahead of Derek Nimmo. Derek Nimmo takes the next round. The subject, Derek, is uncles. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
Uncle Tom Cobley was one of the ones that went to Widdicombe Fair on Thomas Beers's mare. I also have an uncle that lives in that part of the world in Totnes and Devon. His name is Ronald Kershaw Sudbury Hardy, and I have him very fond of him. He's married to a nice woman called Martin. He actually is, in fact, the sister umbrella. I mean, some sort of relationship, anyway.
Yeah. Clement Freud got in first, so Kenny's
that was very good. Yeah. he couldn't have been his sister. It's funny as that, you know. Yeah. Elias, poor Fred, who was alive and is dead. Had it been his brother better than any other, had it been his sister, no one would have missed her. But as only Fred, who was alive and is dead, there's no more to be said. You reminded me of that.
You didn't by any chance have three Napoleon Branders before you started the show, did you? Actually, Clement Freud was the one to challenge. And what was the challenge? Just to
the sexual deviation of Derek's uncle.
Yes. So, Clement, you have the subject. You have 38 seconds on uncles starting now.
Uncles tend to be brothers of one's father or mother. And if you go to Royal Ascot, it is quite essential, if you want to take them along with you, to send a letter to Her Majesty's representative and say, here is Arthur William George.
Derek, no challenge.
Well, deviation, because he packed up, and also you can't actually apply for your uncles and aunts to
you
get
your... You can apply, you won't get it.
He actually wasn't deviating.
I mean, hesitating.
No, but you said deviating
I
first.
Said hesitation first of all, but you...
You did
listen.
Not say hesitation first.
Did I say hesitation first of all?
Yeah. That's the trouble, you weren't listening.
I was listening. But he will mutter. 20 seconds with you, Derek, on uncles starting now.
Uncle Harry's not a missionary now, wrote Sir Noel Coward in one of his most famous songs, which he based upon a relative of his own who went to Tonga as a young man and tried to bring the natives there into the Christian faith. Unfortunately, he fell foul of Mrs. Wentworth Brewster.
Derek kept going to the whistle when gained an extra point. He's still 1 point behind our leader, Clement Freud. Lance Perthel and Kenneth Williams follow, and Clement begins the next round. And the subject, Clement, is confetti. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Confetti are small pieces of coloured paper, usually torn from a large sheet of red or white, blue, green, orange, purple, heliotrope, mauve, or other kind of cardboard which has been rolled out to a thinner thickness than it previously was.
Challenge. Well, it was there.
Yes, it was a hesitation, Kenneth. You're correct. So you have 43 seconds on confetti starting now.
It is thrown over you when you emerge from the church and you get all these lovely gifts for your nuptial celebrations like a 92-piece dinner service, and all I've got left is the gravy boat. But I do not grumble because every time those wedding bells ring and the confetti is shrewd...
Daring Nemo challenge.
Hesitation.
No, I don't agree with that hesitation. I think his shroon was just a sort of a theatrical and dramatic gesture.
Yes,
which
shroon.
Yes. So I'm going to be generous on this occasion, Kenneth. Leave it with you and say you have 24 seconds on confetti starting now.
And when enough of the yellow pieces land on you, you look as though you've got jaundice, which is most appalling because, you see, when you come out in all those kind of spots, it can look very deceptive. Everyone thinks, oh, is he ill or has he got confetti stuck on him? You see, I think...
Lance Percival challenge.
You see, he said you see a couple of times.
He did say you see a couple of times, but actually, as it's the last round, and you can't possibly win, Lance, and there's only 4 seconds to
yes.
go, and he has confetti, and he can't possibly win, shall we let Kenneth Williams finish on confetti and this show? 4 seconds, Kenneth, confetti, starting now.
Yes, let it be thrown in a great blaze of glory upon the bride.
So Kenneth, with a great blaze with confetti at the end, gained that extra point for speaking as the whistle went. And now I have to give you the final score. Derek Nimmo finished in second place behind the man who got most points this week. It was Clement Freud. Now, All it remains for me to say, on behalf of therefore and Ian Messiter, who thought of and created the game, also our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, we do hope that you have enjoyed Just a Minute, and will want to tune in again when we take to the air. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.